Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Previously on A New Winter. Guess you just checked into your hotel. One, Michael Verdun. This is episode 58 of A New Winter. Done? Well, I began. What happened to the boy? Grahams interrupted me to ask Dewbridge. Dewbridge shot me a look. What about? It's okay, she said. He knows. I've just told him everything. I tried to look empathetic, but I knew Dewbridge could see right through that. Come on, he said. As if he's just going to believe you. Look at him. What happened? She repeated emphatically. He's fine. I mean, at least I think so. I don't know if they brought him back again or if it's the same person, but they tried to rehouse him, if you know what I mean. But you're not gonna like this, but with Father Reynolds.
What?
But he... I know, and it's fine. Don't worry, I've sorted it. I got him out of there. Reynolds didn't lay a hand on him. I took him to Father Jack, okay? He'll be holed up there for a while. Father Jack? I mean, isn't that just as bad in a way when you get flashbacks of Ian? I don't know, I'm not sure that's a good idea. Well, he didn't react well, put it that way. But look, Jack will look after him. He's the good one, after all. Fine, but I want to see Thule. I want to know what he's doing with him, what he's done already. Crawley here can come with, see for himself if he doesn't believe us. But before we even think about leaving this town, we need... I need to know what will happen to him. Grahams, the snot, Dewbridge began. No, I'm sick of this. I don't care if you're Thule's lapdog. Look what he's done to my brother, she shouted, getting more and more upset. Yeah, and what's Thule going to do? Just give up after all these years? He knows he's facing death and he'll do whatever it takes. Your brother isn't the first. He's been experimenting for years, before Carver was even born. And if you saw some of the results, you'd want to pull your eyeballs from their sockets. He has hundreds and thousands of them all lying in wait under this very town, and you haven't seen it. They're locked away with God knows what. You've lost your way. We all have. But don't push Thule, or you'll do more than bite your hand off. And Dewbridge pulled Grahams in, held her tight. I can't stay here. I can't stay here if anything happens to you. You don't know how much more bearable you make this for me. Just please, Please, just leave it all be. Let's just focus on our task. Just, why don't you help this guy find his Moby Dick? We'll do what he needs, and then that's it. We're out. We're gone. I know, she said, but I wasn't there. I wasn't there for my brother when he needed me most. But now maybe I can be. Dewbridge could see that she wouldn't give up. All right, fine, go. But he, just take him with you. I'm supposed to be meeting the lion soon. So it'd be suspicious if I wasn't there. And the least I can do is keep his head henchman distracted. Crawley here, just, he might be able to look after you. You know, if anything happens. She smiled at him. Nothing's going to happen, she said. Thank you. And she quickly walked out the door. I followed behind her. What are we doing? She stopped, took a deep breath and turned to me. I don't know. But I have to find out what they're going to do to him, what the end plan is. I can't let whatever that thing is go through any more pain. And if I have to kill it, well, don't tell Dewbridge, but if I have to kill it, I will. But, okay then. Well, let's just see how we go, eh? I said. What the hell had I gotten myself into? I thought it'd be a good idea to check on this 2D character anyway, but maybe not so soon after our last encounter. I mean, obviously, I wasn't going to let her kill anyone or anything. But if she could lead me to Thule, then, I don't know, I could get a better idea of what's really going on here. Perhaps Michael might come to me instead of me chasing him. We got in the car and drove to a very strange, isolated house in the middle of nowhere. And it gave me the creeps. What is this place? I asked.
Think of it like a door, an entry point to something worse, she replied. What, the house is a door? What do you mean? That the house is just a house. It's what lays underneath that you have to worry about. I don't understand. Why do I have to worry about it? Just stop with the questions, she snapped. You're making this even more stressful than it is already. Just be on your guard. He probably knows we're coming anyway. We parked nearby and got out of the car. The air cut right through me with its icy claws. Oh, bloody hell, it's freezing. But Grahams was too busy monitoring the house. They can probably see us. Best just to walk straight up, be honest with them. I'd say it's probably the safest option. Yeah, whatever, I answered, as I did up my coat and pulled up my scarf, trying to make myself as warm as possible. We walked towards the front of the house and heard voices inside. A woman and a man, or perhaps two men. Grahams put a finger up to her mouth to tell me to keep silent. She beckoned me round the side of the house to a window. I went to put my head up to have a look, but she held me back and shook her head. She must have thought it would be too dangerous to take a peek. She pointed at her ear to tell me to listen. You will do no such thing, an angry man with a soft voice shouted out. We already have. You've taken it too far, all of you. It's her brother, for God's sake. Grahams looked shocked at the voice. Jackie, she whispered. Oh, what are you doing? The conversation inside continued. It was her brother. He's now so much more. You're playing with fire here. You don't know what you've created. He'll find out that he's trapped, eventually, and he'll come for all of you. We have no idea what he's truly capable of. Tim Stockwell is in there, remember? And we all know what he was like. Now, I've been told you fed him, a poor girl from the lime last night as well. You're really trying to step this up, aren't you, Thule? Don't you dare disrespect. It's okay, another voice answered. Much older this time, more relaxed. Jackie, this young lad was obsessed with finding you. And I would have appreciated you kept up the pretense, as it was really helping him focus and stay distracted. And he isn't trapped. We've given him every freedom.
He has the illusion of choice, but, of course, the Bob inside him won't let him actually be free. So really, he's not going anywhere. We'll always end up here, or hereabouts. It's sick, the woman shouted. Hey, stay right there, the first man said. Get your hands off me. Louise and I are going to take everything we've gathered, give it to Sophia, and get her to reveal everything here. Reveal what happened to her father. But we all know what happened with her father, said the old man. What he did to you. And let's not forget what you did to him. Before that, I mean, what you guys turned him into, the tests you were running on him, on all of us. You think Sophia is going to help you? You know she's been staying with Father Reynolds. He's got her ear. He's been twisting her mind, as well as conspiring against me, so I hear. We're on a knife's edge of this all falling apart, and you're really not helping matters, dear. No, I'm not helping matters. In fact, I'm going to make sure this town is finished. Oh, come on, Jackie, the old man said. We both know Bob won't let that happen. Right now, Bob is just a bunch of chromosomes or something. He's a myth. It's all just science. We both know that... Listen to me, Judy said calmly. Bob won't let her leave. He won't let anyone leave. Even if you think they have left, and no matter where they are from, Germany, another planet, another dimension, we're stuck here, you and I. We've been given this long, blessed life, and we should be grateful for it, not fight it. Then why, Tuli? Why create this abomination of a boy? Well, science and religion is often viewed these days as being at one another's necks. The battle of how versus why. And, of course, which is more important. But I'm someone who... Well, I want everything. I want the how and the why. I want to know absolutely everything. It's very sweet that you think you have some resemblance of control, but I know what your plan is. I knew it all along. You and Louise and whomever else you've roped into this cause of yours... You have photos, files, evidence, all you think that you need. You think someone from outside is looking for you? Cares about you and the other girls from the line that we've taken for a greater cause? Because they don't. No one outside is looking for you. For any of us. But, Jackie replied, but no, someone here is looking for your son, so I hear. So it is possible. It is possible for someone to come looking. She looked slightly desperate, like her energy was starting to deplete. Well, anything is possible, dear, I suppose. Especially in this line of work. You know he's here already, this copper, she said with a snarl, in this very town. In fact, I'm going to share the secrets with him too, and your son. See what he thinks about his dear old dad. And maybe... Well, maybe I'll kill him. My darling Jackie, I really do admire your zest. Of course I know he's here. It's all part of the plan, but you can tell Michael, Sophia, whomever you like. No one is going anywhere. Nothing is going to happen. And even though it disrupts your whole plan anyway by killing Michael, I'm afraid that poor Michael is dying. The same disease that's eating everyone up here. Who have lived such a long, lovely life. This is why we need the boys so much. We have to accelerate things to save ourselves. Yeah, and where is he anyway, this boy? Oh, he's here. Well, in a way. The boy inside him is asleep right now, but the monster within him is awake and hungry. This is the only time we can keep feeding him, the darkness. Don't worry, we'll put him back at the Bell Hotel where we found him. Right next to your meeting place, actually. There was a silence. I looked at Graham's and she seemed scared. He's here, she said a little louder than she should have. My brother is here. She stood up, ran round the front of the house and kicked the door in. Jackie, quickly ran away, and the old man, Mr. Tooley, quietly sat down in a chair that he was stood in front of, whilst the other man, the strange character with a thin moustache that I saw at the farm, immediately went to grab Graham's. However, she was able to turn him around and put him in a chokehold, and it happened so fast that, well, I was impressed. I mean, this had all happened before I'd even stepped through the door properly. "Inspector Graham's," Mr. Tooley clapped. "Right on cue." "Jackie," she shouted. "Jackie, it's me. It's okay. Come on, come on out." Jackie slowly walked out of a door with a red glow behind it. And I couldn't help but wonder what laid beyond that door. "Lou," she said, "what are you doing here? You're supposed to be getting everything ready." I know, but I needed to see what was left of my brother first. I need to know what I can do. I need to help." "Ah," Tooley responded, "human nature gets in the way again. I'm guessing Dubridge doesn't know about this little getaway plan of yours." Graham shot a look at Jackie. No, he doesn't." "Ah, what fun little games we play." The old man stood up, and Graham's tightened a hold, and the moustached man let out a little yelp. "Don't come any closer," she warned. "Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get your brother, like you asked." "What? Well, you wanted to see him, didn't you? Just give me the word, and I'll open this door at the back of the room, and you can say hello." There was a pause. "Don't," Jackie warned. "It's not your brother. He's not there anymore." "Open it," Graham said, her voice cracking slightly. "Lou," Jackie raised her voice, "you don't know what's in there." "I said open it," Graham shouted. Step back, slightly, so that one foot was outside the door. I don't know what was happening, but I felt like whatever was behind that door was something I didn't really want to meet. "Wait," Jackie said. "Wait, please. Open it," Graham shouted. Jackie backed into the door that she'd come from, seemingly some kind of basement with a red bulb or something glowing. I tentatively moved even further back until I was just outside looking in. And, very slowly, Tooley opened the door at the back of the room. I want to thank our patrons for supporting the show. You can become one now by going to patreon.com/anewwinter or click on the link at our website at newwinter.com. There, you can find more information, including a link to our merchandise page and how you can contact us. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter at newwinter, facebook.com/anewwinter, or email us directly at anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. If you enjoy the show, please rate us on your podcast platform of choice, as it can really make a big difference. Thank you for listening.